Books with Whitcoulls for the best selection of great reads.
Time to welcome Joan McKenzie now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got a book here called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, which I'm presuming is a reference to Macbeth?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's the, you know, tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty place from day to day.
Oh, look at
Remember
you.
Remember all of that?
It's just flowing off the tongue. I love it.
It's by Gabrielle Zevin, who's an American writer. And essentially, the crux of this book is that it's about two young people who get together, set up a company to produce games. They're gamers. Now, I'm not. And I didn't think that this book would appeal to me at all. But okay. I heard so many good things about it that I picked it up and I absolutely loved it. And the fact that I know nothing about gaming, I've never played a game, actually doesn't matter, because this is the story of two people who meet as kids in a hospital ward where he's a patient and she's in visiting her sister. And they strike up a friendship over a video game, actually, and they spend over 600 hours playing this game together. And we know it's 600 hours because it turns out that young Sadie is keeping a log of the time that she spends with him so that she can use that to get recognition for some community service.
Right.
He doesn't know that. And when he finds out, he's a little aggrieved and thinks that he was just a kind of project rather than a friend. So they don't see each other for many years. And then 8 years later, they're both in a subway station in Boston where they bump into each other and discover that they're both still into gaming. She's at MIT and he's at Harvard. And they get together and they produce this video game, which goes huge globally and makes them a lot of money. And they're not yet 25. They're very young people, hugely successful, suddenly doing very well. But life is more complicated than that. And this is a book about their friendship and how it waxes and wanes over the years, and every so often they give each other a good reason not to like the other for a period of time, and then they find that actually the friendship's so strong that they're drawn back together. It's beautifully done. There's a cast of other characters as well that I haven't got time to go into, but anybody who likes a book which is very character driven, and this is all about, you know, the notion of friendship. It's not a romantic relationship.
Okay.
It's friendship, and it's just so well written. It's one of those books where you read it and you think there isn't a word out of place here.
Love it. Like, good to hear.
And it's been picked up by Paramount, so there will be a movie.
When you were reading it, do you ever, when you're reading a book, you go, oh, I can see this. I can see that
this
is going to get picked
up.
Some
are very cinematic. Yeah.
Tell me about 17 by John Brownlow.
Well, this is sort of from the sublime to the ridiculous, really.
Okay.
But it's a thriller. It's a terrific thriller. If you like good thrillers, then this is one for you. It's called 17 because the hero of the book is a guy who, it's written in the first person, but he goes by the name of Jones, and he is an assassin who is preeminent in the world of assassins and does a lot of the government black ops. So when they need a strike on somebody, they call him up. Now, he's number 17 because he is the 17th assassin to hold that preeminent position.
Okay.
So in order to get it, he had to climb over at number 16. And of course, he knows that number 18
it's
is
just
snapping
around the
at his heels and just about to come and get him. And he's given a particular assignment because number 16 dropped off the radar and hasn't been seen or heard from for about 6 years. And he's given an assignment to go and locate him and deal to him, take him out. And so he goes. But of course, you've got two people who've been trained in the same way, who both know all of the skills of the trade. And so 17 finds that it's not so easy to go and hunt somebody who knows what to look out for. And so you've got these two people kind of pitted against each other, and they both know what's going on. And then, of course, they start to wonder whether or not they've been set up. It's very good.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Two very different books there. Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin, and also 17 by John Brownlow. Thanks so much, Joan. We'll talk next week.
See you then.